Ruch Hashem, up to the second chalik of the Maimer, Yigadim Lantame. The Rebbeinu Shalom should reveal to us the taste, meaning the deeper meaning of the Macholim of Shabbos, of eating on Shabbos. In order to understand eating on Shabbos, you have to understand eating during the week. And we've been talking about the two types of eating, what it means during the week, the Birurim, the clarification that takes place through the act of eating during the week, where we try somehow to extract from everything that we eat that nitzitz, that spark of holiness, to serve Hashem's Baruch Hu with every crumb that we eat and every little drop that we drink. All the malach, the avodah, birurim of clarifying and the finding how we could serve Hashem through our eating and drinking and so on. That's during the week, and we spoke about on Shabbos that Shabbos is a bechina of Aliyas HaElam, and what Shabbos is not, instead of us trying to lift the physical world up to Hashem on Shabbos, the higher world, this is reaching down to us and stands, and therefore because of that we said that the machalim, the foods on Shabbos, are revealed what they really are in the shayrish of all the ilumis, when everything returns to a source on Shabbos. And in that respect, as hard as it is for us to understand, we're learning about it, in that respect the food of Shabbos is greater than men, is higher than us, and we have to lift ourselves up to meet that madrega of what the food is. And this, we have to understand more about eating, to understand more about eating. On page Vav of the Maimer, I want to welcome to the Chabur two very special tzaddikim right here, who we love very much, even though they're Met fans and they're going to the Met game today. We still love them. They should grow up to learn lots and lots of Torah. They're already learning a lot, to learn more and more Torah, and to learn Pnimius of Torah v'Simcha.
Amen.
V'zeu inyan tzaddik oich l'soy v'nafshay. V'posik in Tanakh. The pasuk in Tanakh that puts everything together about eating is the pasuk that Shlomo Melech said in the 13th parak of Mishlei: "Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshei." The tzadik eats for the purpose of satiating, of satisfying his soul. Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshei. The tzadik eats in order to satisfy his soul. At the end of that pasuk, he says in a second, is avet and rishoyim techser. The stomach of the wicked is always empty, always feels empty. So he said, "Ezel inyan tzadik oichel l'soiv nafshay ki yesh shtei achilois." There are two ways of eating. Ha'echad hu l'soiv nafshay. There's the eating of the tzadik, which is called l'soiv nafshay, that satisfies his nefesh, his soul. The eating of the tzaddik satisfies his soul. He eats for the purpose of filling his soul, not filling his belly, not filling his stomach. He eats to fill his soul. Va'ashenis, and the second way of achila, who ubeten rishayim techsar, the belly, the stomach of the wicked always feels empty. Always feels empty. So the pshat of the pasuk, the simple meaning of the pasuk, as the Mefarshim tell us, and we'll read inside the parish in a minute, the simple pshat is that we're talking about two people. There's the tzaddik and there's the rasha. The tzaddik's intention in eating, when the tzaddik eats, the tzaddik eats l'soiv nafshei. He eats the same. He's eating the same piece of chicken or the same piece of fish, but the eating of the tzaddik is for the purpose, for the tachlis of l'soiva nafshay, to fill his soul, to strengthen his connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom and his avodas Hashem. That's how the tzaddik eats, l'soiva nafshay. And therefore the tzaddik is satiated, the tzaddik is satisfied, even with the little bit that the tzaddik has. As the Mefarshim tells, the pshat in the pasuk, the tzaddik eats even a little bit, and he's satisfied with the little bit that he eats. It brings him great pleasure, because he's able to use that meichel, that food, and that act of eating is something which which is now being able to be used in order to give him the strength to be Eved Hashem and to appreciate the godliness in that food and the gift of the one who gave him that food to eat. That Hashem gave him and gives us a gift, a present, that we're able to eat this food. But the Rasha is Beten Rishayim Techsa. The stomach, the belly of the Rasha is always feels empty. It's never full. Beten Rishayim Techsa, he doesn't even enjoy the food that he eats, the Rasha. And there are many Olam Mefarshim talk about that, the Musa Sfarim, these two types of people, the tzaddik eats, and the Rasha. It doesn't only mean, of course, eating, it means all types of the world. Yeah, but the Rasha is Beten Rishayim Techsa. The stomach of the Rasha is empty. But what the Rebbe is going to show here is a very, very deep thing. What the Rebbe is going to show is that in Pnimius, on a deeper level, in each and every one of us, there's the Tzaddik and there's the Rasha. In each and every one of us, in Pnimius, we're talking about two madregas in how to eat. There are two madregas in eating. There are two ways of eating and how to satisfy. There's the way to satisfy the Kedusha, the holy soul inside each and every one of us with eating. And there's a way how to cause the wicked part of us, the part of us that's not so good, to cause that part of us to become weaker. To become weaker. And it's very hard to learn this without the Peirush. Let's read this first paragraph and then we'll come back and learn the Peirush. V'zen yitzad ha'goichel seven afgish, shtei achilu se'echad, hulu seven afshay, hasheni hu beten rishayim techs, are the two ways to eat. There's the eating that's called the eating of the tzaddik, which is l'sayva nafshay, to satisfy, to satiate the soul. And the second one is a bet, and Rishoyim Techsar, is that the belly of the wicked is should become empty. Amen. So that the second way is a Vetan Rishoyim Techsar is to diminish, to eliminate the stomach or the belly that's in us that's called Betan Rishoyim. We all have the stomach of a tzaddik and we have the stomach of a rasha. And we have to increase and strengthen the tzaddik way of eating in us, the tzaddik stomach, and we have to try to have a major to make a major attempt at causing it to be a reduction in the strength of the Russia stomach in us. So we want to learn what's the special diet. What special diet do we have to be on? The tzaddik's diet. There's a tzaddik's diet, and that way of eating of the tzaddik strengthens the tzaddik, the tzidkus in us. If we eat that way, it'll strengthen the koyach of kedusha, of holiness, and of the tzaddik in us. It'll make us bigger tzaddik in that way of eating. And if we eat that way, then at Beten Rishayim Techsa, it will weaken the wicked stomach in us. It'll weaken that way of eating that is the eating the way of the Rasha, the way the Rasha eats. So this is the diet we need to learn about. What kind of a diet is this? L'soiva nafshay. The Alter Rebbe writes the second line: L'soiva nafshay, to satisfy the soul. Hu chiyas hanefesh abo milamalo. This is the life and the energy of the soul that descends from above, that comes from above. Ubetin rishayim techsar, and the stomach of the wicked becomes emptied out of smaller. Hainuki rishayim him achitzainim. The rishayim means the chitzainim, the forces of the external forces of impurity, of tuma, the koichas of ra and of tuma, the energy of ra, of evil and of tuma in our lives is called the rishayim. כרשעים הם החיצוינים. בידי האכילה, a person is able to accomplish this through eating. בידי האכילה מבררים מהם חיל בולה ויקיינו, which means that when a Jew eats the right way during the 6 days of the week, and a Jew eats the Kedusha and holiness with the right thoughts, and in the right way, and everything is 100% kosher, and he makes his brachas carefully and out loud, when a Jew eats the right way, so then he's able to repair and to refine that meichel, that food that's called the stomach of the wicked, and he's able to remove from it, that's what it means, mevara mehem chil bolav yikienu. The simple chat is that of the pasuk in Iyov is that when the Rasha, before we talk about what it means in Pnimius, the simple chat in pasuk is whatever the Rasha eats or whatever money the Rasha makes, the more he gets, the more he throws up. The more it makes him sick and miserable, and the more it's not niskayim. In other words, whatever the Russia tries to eat more, he tries to stuff himself, and he ends up vomiting it up, whether figuratively or literally, but it ends up as being nothing. Same way, the Russia is trying to make more and more and more money, and he makes more and more, and what comes from it is enemies kaim. But the children and grandchildren, great grandchildren, in his own life, what comes from it? Nothing comes from it.
What's heal?
Strength. The strength, it is absorbed, it is swallowed via kieno, with great numbers, with great strength and great enthusiasm. He swallows up everything in this world because he wants everything of this world, and as fast as it comes in, it goes out via kieno. It's gone. That's the pshat and pasuk. The Rebbe says that the rishayim hem chitzon ma'idei achil mevarim mehem chilbol v'yikiyanu. The Rebbe, of course, turns this into something which is very positive, and he says that when we eat properly during the week, we're able to throw up and get rid of the bad stuff in the food and inside of us. The rasha part of the eating, of the act of eating, or the rush, or the tumah, and the chitzayim, and all those things that bring us down, if we eat in the right way, we can throw it up. In other words, we can get rid of the bad stuff. The rush can be rejected by our systems. The rush inside of us, or the rush that we absorb through this world, the yikienu, we can clean our systems out. We can get rid of that part. So the beten rishoyim, the stomach of the wicked, that's in each and every one of us, techsar, we can make it smaller. We can cut it down by rejecting and by, again, I don't like to sound nice, but by vomiting out the tumor and the impurity of the food and cleansing it of its impurity through all the proper kavanas and brachas and everything. Through that, we're able to clean out from our system that koyach of the klipas, of the chitzayim of the rasha. We're able to get it out. And that's the avodah of the 6 days of the week, of the biruim of the 6 days of the week. Ki b'chol meichel, the Rebbe explains, in every single thing that we eat, ki b'chol meichel, yesh taiva. In every single thing that we eat, there's taiva, there's a desire to eat that. A desire meaning, there's a physical desire, not in holiness, there's a taiva. There's a taiva, ki b'chol meichel, in every meichel, and everything, and every act of eating, is a taiva, shusherish aklipa, and that taiva, and that forgetting Hashem, and just indulging in the taiva, and the desire, that itself, of course, is the root of the klipa, of the impurity. That's what we spoke about, that the Zohar says that when a Jew eats, the time of eating is called a time of war. That's a milchama, because there's that, in eating itself, there's a very powerful taiva. There's a very powerful taiva to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam and just to eat, to fresh. And then by doing that, God forbid, you strengthen the klipas, the side of impurity. That's the taiva when it comes to eating. By that food being eaten and becoming part of man's body, it's nichlal b'guf adam, v'nasim imenu dam. and the food becomes what? Absorbed in the blood system, and it becomes that which is hanishlach lelevo mayach, and that food, which every person has a taiva when he eats. Only the big tzaddikim, they're so amazing to refine that in such a level, but a person has a taiva, you're a human being. So the person eats, and as a result of eating, however, this food is transformed into blood, it becomes part of your blood system. And this blood now is sent where? To the heart and to the mind. And it's mishapach l'toiv b'kedusha. And what? It can be transformed and fixed as if you have the right intention and you're doing eating the right foods and you're having the right kavanas. And then you use the strength that you now have from eating this food. Even though the eating took place, it was a taiva. But you take that food now, it's become absorbed in your blood system. And you take this food, and which has now become part of your mind and your heart, and you use your mind to concentrate on learning. You think about Torah, and you think about good things, and you think about the Baruch Hu, and you think about helping other Jews, and your heart becomes strengthened in Avodas Hashem, in davening, and so on. So it's mishapach l'toyv b'kedusha idei chizek halev u'moyach b'avodas Hashem. That the heart and the mind become strengthened in Avodas Hashem. And through this, you are able to remove and to take out any of the life force of the side of impurity in that world which is against holiness, which is what? The klipas v'zel bet and rishayim techsa. You can make smaller and empty. You can empty out that part of you that's called the stomach of the wicked. In other words, when we eat, there's a taiva, and the taiva creates physical klipas. How do we get rid of that stuff? We ate it. Because we ate. And we indulged in the klipas of this world through the taiva. But now, once it becomes part of the system, and a Jew tries to use his mind and his heart in Avodas Hashem, again, one eats with the right. You try to eat with the best kavanas that Hashem should give me strength of this food to serve Him and so on. Now, once it's become part of you and you use your mind and your heart for Avodas Hashem, so by doing that, you are repairing and fixing the stomach of the wicked, and you're emptying out that part of you that's called the wicked stomach from the filth and the impurity of this world and the taivas. That's what Betan Rishayim Techsa. You're making the stomach of the wicked smaller inside of you. That's how you lose weight. In Pnimius, that's how you lose weight. You still might not fit into your outfit, but that's how you lose weight in Pnimius. V'zobetin v'shoyim techsa. Shenechsa achiyis sheboloi. That you diminish and cut down and remove the life force and the energy of the klipas of impurity that you swallowed when you ate the food with a taiva. Which we'll see how that fits in, and you're able, that it's possible to come to such a madrega that you're able to return that the stomach of the Rasha and to bring it back to its sheirish and its makar in Hashem, which will be inherited, or Yarishenu Kel. It will be re-inherited, so to speak. It will be returned to the place from where it came, which is Kedusha, which is Hashem's Mor. That's all what we're doing during the week. That's the Achila during the week, but that's not Shabbos. V'na Achila Shabbachol Shuvah B'chinas Biru Huli Yais U'batan Rishayim Techsar. This is all describing what's happening during the week. We're trying to go on that diet to lose the stomach of the Rasha in us. That's the 6 days of the week. But eating on Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos is called Sadik Oichel L'Soiva Navshay. The eating of Shabbos is different. The eating of Shabbos is to draw it down from above. Hamshachem ilamala l'soiva nafshay. On Shabbos we want to fill ourselves up. During the week we try to empty the system out. On Shabbos we try to fill the system up. filling it up with what? Tzadik oichel saiva nafshe. Because that is the bechina of achilas tzadik on Shabbos. We'll learn, of course, much more what this means. Because remember that on Shabbos we're eating the food, and on Shabbos the food is on that level. Remember we learned it last week. It's on that level, which is a bechina of being even lamala above man. Achor v'kedem tzaratoni, right? It's even higher than man, the food of Shabbos, because the food of Shabbos is the food in its original source of Kedusha, in the Sheresh of Kedusha, and by eating on Shabbos, I'm able to draw into myself the tzaddik oich l'soiva nafsho, that higher level of what the food is when it's in the Sheresh of what it is, which is higher than me, which is higher than man. During the week, I'm higher than the food. So I have to try to cut down the betim yisharim, the stomach of the wicked inside of me, and all of that. But on Shabbos, it's tzaddik oich l'soiva nafsho. So we'll see what this means. Of course, tzaddik on Shabbos means the achila of eating that food in its shayrish. I put it into my mouth, and I'm taking from amish, from like the man, from another world, into my mouth. And tzaddik oichel l'sayv anavsha. That Shabbos. Machmas amachum eshahu b'shayr shalomal l'kadim shalafu b'shiyas akeil. Shayin by beer, because the eating, the food on Shabbos comes from that world, that is the world of Tohu. That's the world that what? Before the shattering of the vessels. Before the Shvius HaKalim, it's that world before the Shvius HaKalim, and on Shabbos we're eating food that comes from before Shvius HaKalim. We're eating food that comes from a higher Sheresh, a higher Makor than the shattering of the vessels that we were talking about the past few weeks. We're eating the food from where it really comes, which is greater than me, which is higher than me. Which doesn't require Sha'in Baibira, there's no repair or needed. There's no correction needed for that. What comes to cause of the Zohar? As it says in the Zohar Kodesh. Shabbatchem loikoma, shemashanasa milamata lamala, al yedei biru kamei b'maisachol yeis by perish. That which a person eats during the week, it has in it filth, schmutz, garbage, shup silas, which is the garbage. Shamubcha shalech lalev lamayach, that which is the part of the food which is the divine Hashem, which is the essence of the food, which is the spark of holiness. The best part of the food goes where? To the heart, ulamayach, and to the mind. And the psilus, the part of the food that is being rejected, descends into the kibayim of the ma'ayim, to the intestines, the kishkas, and so on. That's the beer. I'm going to go over this much more, of course. The Shabbos, when we're eating food that comes from above, from the highest shayrish of Tohu, when you eat that food on Shabbos, ain't but psilus klal. There's no psalus at all. There's no psalus in the food of Shabbos. Kapsalus from the Etadas Taivera. Because psalus comes from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That there's good and have to hold on to the good and try to get rid of the evil. That's only the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is not. Shabbos is only Etzachayim. No Etadas Taivera Shabbos.
Our Rishon didn't have beer before the faith.
Right.
28.
Right? Only here in this world, the Eitadas Tov V'Ra becomes the confusion and the mixture of Tov and Ra, of good and evil, which we have to work on during the week to try to separate them. So the body extracts that and rejects part of the food and takes part of the food that we use in the Moyach and the Leiv. That which we use in our minds and our hearts to serve Hashem, that's what we're able to extract from the food. The rest is the shmutz that goes into the Ashayotza world, and the holiness of the food, the Nitzayis of Kedusha, we take into our minds and our hearts and Avadis Hashem to serve the Baruch Shalom. That's the 6 days. Shabbos we're eating something that comes from the Olam HaTov, from a higher world. So Shabbos there's no psilus is only from the world of Eitz Hadas, Tov V'Ra, of good and evil. Shabbos, there's no inyan of good, of a mixture of good and evil. Just like when Adam Rishon ate from the tree, so then there was that mixture of good and evil as an act of eating, through the act of eating, where the taivas, the good and the evil, all got mixed up. And so too, when we eat, and every person has a mixture of good and evil. Obviously, it's different from one Jew to another. It's not the same by each person. Yesh ha-tayv shalai meruba. There are some Jews where there's more tayv and there's less ra. V'chul. V'chein yesh ha-tayv shalai hu b'b'chin hazu. There are different madrigas of Jews. Aval b'Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, so during the 6 days of the week, everybody's different. Aval b'Shabbos, because there are different levels of tayv and ra, depending upon the avayda of each person in Birurim and so on. Aval b'Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, oz tis'anig al Hashem. Shabbos is oz tis'anig al Hashem, is delighting completely in the Rabbanu Shlom. L'malem mi'etz hadas, which is higher than the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's before there was any separation, it's before there was any confusion, before there was good and evil, and therefore v'lo yagurcha ra klal, no evil. There is nothing to fear. There is no evil that can come from that, from the eating of Shabbos. Okay, let's go back to the parish. You might not realize it, but you just learned something that can change your entire life. But we have to understand more of that is. Let's go back to the parish. So, Inyan Tzadik Eichel Seven Avshay. Ksiv, it says in Pasuk, Tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshoi, the tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. Ubetin rishoyim techsar, the tzadik is satisfied with his eating, but the stomach of the wicked is always empty, always feels empty. Ubetin rishoyim techsar. Api poshet, the simple pshat and pasuk, bo akosav lahavdo ben tzadikim rishoyim, the pasuk is telling us the difference between tzadikim and rishoyim. Had tzadik enech chofetz v'madanim, the tzadik is not interested in the tzaddik is not interested in how delicious the food tastes, in the sweetness or the flavor and so on. Rak bedavar mazbiyas anefesh. The tzaddik only wants what's mazbiyas anefesh, that the soul should become full. Aval arishayim yisangu b'achilas madanim. The whole inyan of the rosha is to purely enjoy the food that he's eating. Therefore, the tamid bitna chaser. That's what the Tzuda says. Therefore, the tzaddik's stomach he always feels that he didn't get enough, because that's how it is with taivas. You indulge in a taiva, you had a taiva, and you tasted it, and you enjoyed it, and then you always feel you didn't get enough. That's the way the taivas are. You actually moderate some aside. You have 100, you want 200. You had something to eat, so. So forget the person that gets into the habit of eating. You see, he eats, and he gets fatter and fatter and fatter. And there's no end of a safe until some doctor tells him you're going to die, or until someone says you'll never get married or something. So then maybe, you know, what am I going to do? But stam, the type of eating, it's just better than shayim techsa. The person feels that they're always hungry. So like we spoke about it a few weeks ago. Now they have surgery to. to cut up the stomach of a person that the person should feel like they're full. That person doesn't have the koyach in the mind. I know there are some people that have sicknesses, I guess, or that, but I read about it once. But a person doesn't have the koyach to be shoylet on his typhus with his mind. So they have to have now surgery. Again, there are some people who physically are, because of their chemistry, that they just, they have. There's a problem with obesity. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I'm eating too much that a person can't control themselves from eating. So that's the simple pshat in pasuk, is that tzaddik is eichel l'soiva nafshei. Tzaddik is eating l'soiva nafshei. I told you that many times, different ma'asim from tzaddikim. There are many, many, many stories they have from the achila of how the tzaddikim ate. And this inyan of the taste, it was not masik what it means, but. But you remember there was with the Balatanyu, the Alter Rebbe himself, there was a Maisa. That what happened by the Alter Rebbe is that there was a big Rav that was coming to the Alter Rebbe for Shabbos. And And what happened was each of the women in the kitchen, there was the Rebbetzin and son, wanted to have a chelik in preparing for this chashuv Rav, that the Rav was coming, and they wanted to do something with the Rebbetzin made the food, and she seasoned the soup she put in, and then each one of the girls in the kitchen wanted to do something also. She just took the salt shaker in her hand, she put some salt and she threw it into the soup because she wanted to have a shaykhus also. So no one knew that the other one did it, so each one thought, I'm putting in a little salt. But there were around 11 girls in the kitchen. So what happened was is that the soup was salty beyond recognition. It was became a stick salt. It was just salt, and nobody takes everything. What am I doing like that? So then after the fish and the l'chaim, so they brought out the soup, and of course the everybody waited for the rabbi to have some of the soup. And the whole eating, but not even what that must have looked like to be by the table of Alter Rebbe, it's not to be massive what that was. But the Alter Rebbe took the spoon and with all whatever the kavanas of the tzaddik, and he had some soup to, and they all sat and they were watching, they were quiet, but the Alter Rebbe ate a little bit, and then they understood that it was time for them, so they also wouldn't eat before the Rav, right? They were the guest. So the Rav took his spoon and he started choking. And he had to go on the phone. And the Rebbetzin said, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?" So he was like coughing, this guy, and the Rebbetzin put a soup in the mouth. He says, "Well, what happened? What happened? Who put salt in the soup?" So all the girls went, "You know me." It was all salt, and the time he was just eating the soup. So the Rav said, he said, "Rebbe, how is it possible to eat this soup?" So the Alter Rebbe told him that since I was by the Mezvit Shemagid, I no longer taste any food. I only taste chesedus. That's what he said. I can't taste food anymore. I don't taste it anymore. There's no taste to me. I only taste the Dvar Hashem. I only taste the spark of God in the soup. I don't taste the soup. That's how he ate. I'm asking that. So you were feeling, oh, wow, I really feel bad. Like, what about Rebbe? What about Dougie's? Like, everybody feels bad for the Rebbe. What kind of life is that? What kind of life? It doesn't taste the same. He has soup, the Rebbe doesn't taste the soup. We're not masu them. He had the greatest Einig Shabbos there. Because he tasted the Dvar Hashem in the soup. He tasted the Dvar Hashem in the soup. That we're not masu. How I told you once out with Kedushas Levi, how Kedushas Levi would have a cup of tea, a glass of tea, and they would give him sugar. They used to have sugar cubes. You know how they had sugar cubes. We used to also have them when they had sugar cubes. So the way that they used to drink in Russia the tea, I've seen this too, is that they would put the sugar cube in the mouth, and they would drink. The old Jews drink that still like that, and they would drink the tea or the coffee with the sugar cube in the mouth. That's what they drink. So the Bedichtshava, he was lo me'al mahadein. His avoda was such fire, but he always tried to. He always tried to disguise himself that he was like everybody else. So he would take the drink and he would put the cube in his mouth. But and he would have like that. He would make the brachas, the whole thing. But sometimes they say that they would see. Sometimes he would get so excited with the bracha, so he would take in his hand. He would take sugar cubes in each hand, and he would make the bracha on the tea, and then he would take the tea in his hand. And he would forget to put the sugar cube in. And they said that the Rebbe would just drink some tea, and then he would open his hands, and the sugar cubes would go onto the table, and they were totally, they lost their color. They were not white anymore. They were totally gone. They were still cubes, but they had no whiteness in them. So somebody asked the Bedichtshava, what happened to the sugar? So the Bedichtshava said, that sometimes he forgets to put it in his mouth and he eats it in his hands. He takes it in through the hands. In other words, he eats it through his hands. So they asked, what does that mean? So Bedichiva said, Bedichiva doesn't know what was the kasha. He said, the whole Indian of having to use dafka the mouth teeth, that's only because of the chait of the etz hadas, because man sinned with his mouth. But I never sinned with my mouth, so I could eat with my hands and my feet, I could eat anyway. So said Bedichiva, I never sinned with my mouth, so I could eat from any part of my body. It doesn't make a difference to me. He didn't have to open his mouth to eat. It was only just to show the veld, like he was like a regular person. But sometimes he forgot, and he would eat it in other ways. That's what he said. So now we understand what that means. I don't understand what that means. We don't have no hasaga what that means. Tzadik oichel l'tzayv ha'nafshay. So if you didn't have tzadik, what the achil of a tzadik.
Hanel is soup.
With the testimony of the melech. They had tam gan eid in the soup.
Water.
Because that was the Dvar Hashem. The Maestro that Avram is talking about is that there was the Noam Melech would come to a certain, he came to a certain shtetl.
He was sick. He was sick, yeah.
Rebbe told him. That's how it started?
He was sick, he wouldn't eat for a while. Something happened, someone sniffed him, and he was very depressed.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get him to eat at all until he went to Gaboyim and
Davka sent to go to this Chanele that she has, because he once, it started before that. What happened like this? Once the Noam HaMelech came to this shtetl, to this town, and there was this, and he was, and there was a whole tumult that he was coming to the shtetl, and all the Yidden were all excited he was coming. They never put on their Shabbos clothing, you know, and there was this very, very, very poor woman that she started to put up a soup. She put up a soup in the pot. She said to her husband that we want to give for the Noam HaMelech for the Rebbe Melech to have soup. And the husband said, "What do you think? He's going to eat your soup? He's not going to eat your soup." And anyway, they didn't have. It was so poor that there wasn't any. It was water. The soup, it was a drop. You know, they were able to have a chicken that was ready from last Pesach. A chicken you had to squeeze. there wasn't anything. It was just water. Amish water. So that's what happened. Was how it started was that. So he said he'll never. The Rebbe will never want from the soup. But she came running out there into the street with a pot. Rebbe, and the chassidim and the spoil was the whole thing. And the Melamelch, no, and he said he ate the soup and he said this soup is mamish atam gan eden. This chanel, this soup from chanel is mamish atam gan eden. After that, the ma'aser was that when he came back to that town years later, and he was very sick, or he wasn't in that town, but he asked that to send to me that chanelah soup. It'll help me to have that soup from Gan Eden for chanel. So when they tasted the soup, the rest of the chassidim, it was water. What was in the soup? It was mamish hot water. But the Rebbe Melo said that the chanelah soup is Gan Eden soup. Why? Because when she made the soup, she was crying. That the tzaddik, she cried into the soup. That was the salt in the soup. That she cried that the tzaddik should be able to serve Hashem as Baruch. He should be able to daven and to learn with this, to have some kaiches. And even though I'm so poor, I don't have anything, but the tzaddik should be able to eat this and to have enough from it. And the Noam HaMelech, when he tasted that soup, it tasted to him Mahamish Gan Eden. Because he tasted in that soup. He tasted the tears of a Jewish woman. He tasted the tefillahs of a Jewish woman. That's what we always talk about. Can you imagine if we tasted the thoughts of the food that were in the food that we're eating? Can you imagine if we tasted? What would be? I'm not going to go to the hotel.
Yeah.
Under 17, I don't care. I know. I'm going to be a good boy. Don't worry. Khani called me before.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. But the machshavas that are in the food, the machshavas of that chanel that were in the food, the thoughts in the food were unbelievable.
He became well.
Yeah, he had a refuah. He had a refuah. And chanel is soup. That's right. There are a lot of ma'asim with the tzaddikim. The whole inin of achila by the tzaddik. So he says, okay, that's the pshat. Ki yeshtei achilas. On the right side. Ki yeshtei achilas. There are two acts of eating, or two b'chinas, two levels of eating, or two things that are taking place with eating. Ha'echad l'saiva nafshay. One is that tzaddik part of us And that part of us that is eating the Bechin of Tzadik Eichel Savanash, which we now understand is the Shabbos eating, right? That's called Tzadik Eichel Savanash. That's Shabbos food. And then there's the 6 days of the week food, which is what? Batn Rishayim Techsa, which is trying to cut down and make smaller the stomach of the Rosh in us. The stomach of the Chitzayim, of the Klippus, of the Taivus. The deeper meaning of this is, Hakosa Bo Lata Shtei Dargis Vavodis Hashem. Ba'ifin ha'achila. That there are two dargis, there are two levels in avodas Hashem and how we eat. Kishinas is achirak l'shem shemayim. We're talking about eating the right way l'shem shemayim. Hamatara shel darga rishayna b'achila hi, the highest level when it comes to eating, it's called l'soiva nafshay. L'azbiyas ha'nefesh ha'kadosh ha'shabalim, which is what? Eating to which adds strength and koyach to the nefesh hakadosh, to the soul of holiness inside of us. That's Shabbos. That's the Shabbos achil. V'amatorah shel ha'ofen hasheni ba'achilahi. That so the objective of Shabbos eating is tzadik oichel l'soiva nafsha, is to strengthen the kedusha in us. And the tachlis of eating during the 6 days of the week is to somehow cut down and diminish and make smaller and to repair lahachzir betan harishayim, the stomach of the wicked. Ubir hadavar, and the explanation of this is as follows: v'soiva nafshay uchiyus hanefesh abo milamala yesh v'aydei achila. There is such a thing that by eating, through eating, nimshechas teisefes chiyus milamala benefesh adam. That through eating, a person is able to add energy and life and kedusha from above into his soul. That's the eating of Shabbos. Kinyan achilas Shabbos nesbar la'el kfishi yivu la'halon v'pratis yoyse, as we learned a little bit before, and we're going to learn more about coming up. That's one type of eating. That's called tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshay. U'betin v'shayim techsar. But there's a way of eating. This is the eating of the 6 days. But the tachlis of the eating is really lahachzer beten rishayim, just to make smaller and to empty out the stomach of the wicked, which means perish rishayim him koyches harav atum, to empty out from us, to clean out from the system the kaiches of ra and tuma, which are called chitzayim, lefishayim mechutz legvul hakadosh. They're called chitzayim because they're outside of the domain of holiness. In v'chol davar gashmi, in every physical thing of the world, yes taruvas toiv v'rakanal. There's a mixture of good and evil. Shachelik agashmi v'chayim v'hura misitra delumazah. The physical aspect or the physical component of everything in this world is ra, is evil, that comes from the sitra, the lumazah, comes from the other side. It comes from the ra, which is misitra, the lumazah, from the other side, from the side of impurity. Ach yesh by koyach eloki. But in everything of this world is also a nitzais of kedusha. There's a spark of holiness, of godliness. Hamekayim umechaya oisa. It of course sustains and gives life to that physical object, which is the spark of God, the Dvar Hashem inside of that food, inside the object. But it's hidden and concealed in the Gashmi, in the Sitra Achva, the Koyach of the other side. And this should be man's thoughts. This is what you think about when you're eating. Levaras atayv min hara, to extract the toiv, the good, from the ra. It's a simple kavana. Even though we have the toivus and we eat it like we eat food like the shoyim, but we try to make a good broch and try to make sure that everything is kosher. And then when we eat it, to have this thought. Loitzias nitzayt akadosha, mitoich hamaychul haloysel mekarv, that I should be able to extract from this food that I'm eating, I should be able to use whatever comes into my mind and my heart, it should be used to serve you, Rabbi Shalom. The simple pshat is when the Rasha swallows up all of his wealth, nothing remains. He vomits up all that he swallows. Everything that he swallows, he ends up losing. But the inner meaning of this is Chil, which is HaKoyach Eloki Shebedvarim Gashmim. It means the strength, the true strength, the Chil, the Chel, which is the strength, the Koyach of godliness in every physical thing. Chil HaKoyach Eloki Shebedvarim Gashmim. Chil Bola V'Chil Bola V'Nitzayt HaToyv Shenivla B'Soyach Koyachos Ara. There's that spark of holiness, of godliness, that's absorbed, or that's swallowed up, that's inside, mixed in with the karchas of Ra, Shavidvaram Gashmi, in all physical things. Ach b'sayfus hodavar, in the end, if you have the right kavanas, during the 6 days, might see him, es anitzayt mehem. You're able to extract, to vomit out, and remove the impurity. How? Ayidei ha'avoydeh debir anitzaytus. So this avoid, it's called the avoid of the birurim, of birur hanitzaitzis, of extracting the sparks of holiness. And it's able to return to a source in Hashem, which is Yerishenu Kel. It is inherited by Hashem. It's returned to Hashem. How do we do that? So vina harluch mevarb is akeitz ed mizbar hanitzaitz aydechil. There's a taiva when you eat, and the taiva becomes absorbed in the blood, and when you eat, and the blood goes to the heart and to the mind, and it becomes transformed into holiness when you use the lev amayich v'avedis Hashem, the heart and the mind for avedis Hashem. Or else the food just remains on the other side, just on the sitra achra, and you just get lost in the physical piece, the physical food itself, and there's nothing. And you don't separate between this side and that side, between the side of impurity, the side of kedusha, and the side of impurity of tumah.
What happens to that
It's bad, then it's bad. It's in galus and tumah, and the klip is on the other side, and it gives a person more strength to do aveiros, chas v'shalom, to do bad things. Right? My daughter told me that there was a whole. There was a thing that one of her friends gave her in I guess this is what they're doing in graduate school. I don't know why I'm paying so much for it, but I think that they're doing some other things too. But in addition to that, they're passing around jokes, which is something I think that's traditional at the schools on all levels. So there was some stuff going around, I guess, jokes that they now, instead of making fun of Polacks, they make fun of blondes. There's a whole series of jokes about blondes. Yeah, it's the same thing, you know, to make them... We're not talking about holy blondes, we're talking about from the blondes from the other side. So my daughter told me this. She said that, I can't say it the way she said it, Gevaldi, my chum is Gevaldi. But she said it like, she said that there was a blonde girl on one side of the river, and there's another friend of hers, a blonde girl, on the other side of the river. And one, she calls out to her friend, how do I get to the other side? You know, where you are. How do I get to the side? So the other one, her friend says, hello, you know, hello, you are on the other side. Thank you, Valdi. But of course, I rather was thinking about the sitracha, and I made it like a whole thing, and I was like, come on, daddy, you know, can we just enjoy this? You are on the other side. How do I get to the other side? You are on the other side. But you have to hear Chumi said, I didn't say it like that. Because she knows how to do that, you know, because the girls really know this shtick, because the girls hear it like Mamash Yom HaLayla. The girls, because they hear this, they're really girls that talk that way. So, and I always say, just be careful, you can joke about it. Don't, because, you know, when you joke about something a lot, you could slip into it. Just be careful with that, you know, the valley girls, so be careful with that, because there's so much. There are girls that mamas talk that way. So I say, be careful, just, they don't know. It becomes, there are girls from the yeshiva, they're coming out, I hear also, it's already slow, they're not like so strong, but a little bit, that there's a certain, you know, there's a certain nusach. And the second I hear, I get very crazy. Like in the house, I always say, watch that, watch that. There was like a little bit of a niggin at the end. I said, don't talk that way, because that nusach is filled with taivas. It's mamish from Mr. Jarcha, that nusach. But that's, you have to be careful of the other side.
A 7-year-old boy.
Boys also?
My 7-year-old.
Girls are much more. I don't hear boys. Yeah?
And then make fun of. He doesn't.
Oh, he knows how to do shtick, you mean? Yeah, because it's very strong. It's not stam, it's very, very strong. It's not a little bit. I have sometimes, there are a few girls that came to me. The older girls, not so much, but you get younger girls. I mean, the high school girls, seniors, even if they're in seminary a year or two, they talk like that. They're starting to talk like that. Jewish girls are starting to talk like that. It's a pachad. But it shows you the influence of. A couple years from the Mashiach should come, the whole nonsense should be over. But it showed, a few years from now, they're going to like talk like that. I guess mothers, I don't know, people are going to talk like that. It's a pachat, no?
Mothers.
Their mothers are, I don't know. They talk like that.
Their mothers are ready.
Some of these already became mothers. Yeah. So they're going to have their own little daughters. I don't know what's going to go on. It's going to be crazy. They're all going to be going, hello, all day long.
We like the conversation.
Yeah. My baby's cuter than yours. That's a conversation we really heard. We heard in the bungalow. I told you that a few years ago. In the bungalow colony. Not ours. We were visiting another bungalow, and there was these two mothers. Hello, my baby's cuter than yours. But they were joking. I know they were joking for sure. I said that. I think they were joking. I think it was a joke. No one would really say that to somebody else. I mean, they were just stunned. They were schmoozing. But I couldn't eat supper anyway. What?
The girls that are attracted to me that I'm very close to,
15, 20
years old, they say I inspire them,
mm-hmm.
and they're very different from what you're saying.
I'm not saying God forbid
to
old girls. What am I?
Chassid
Shalom saying?
The ones I'm meeting are so high level.
Of course, I'm not talking God forbid that that's like something. And even by the way, and even if a girl talks though, I'm not saying she's not on a high level.
But I don't hear that.
Baruch Hashem.
I only hear that.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, we shall be zeichet to hear and to say good things. That's all, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But there is something out there going on. I hope you don't ever it doesn't come to you. But there's something going on. There's something going on. Yeah. They're coming to talk to you, Avodas Hashem. Okay, he shall always hear good things. But this is. Oh, I got it, because the other side. Because I was thinking about, hello, you are on the other side. So we should never hear such a shyness that you are on the other side. But that's what happens. A person who eats in every food is taiva, and a person can get lost. That's when you're asking what happens to the food if a person, God forbid, has the doesn't fix it. So then it strengthens the other side in a person. It strengthens the side of. It makes you less sensitive to Kedusha.
When we eat Tom.
Yeah. It makes you less sensitive to holiness. In other words, it could take away from the Torah and the learning and the happening. It makes you more physical. It makes you more meshubah to the world. When you eat Tom. That's what happens. Let's just read this. Hachela kara.
Here is the Shabbos.
That's means to cut away from that. Hazoim to separate. That's what zoim means to mean to prune, to fix. Hachelak hara, the klipish of macham. The last line on page of. Hachelak hara, the klipish of machalum wa taiva shabam. The klipa in the food is the taiva that's in it, the taiva that a person has when he eats it. and the way to fix that, to clarify and to refine it. The separate is it? It's when you eat, not for the purpose of just having a taiva, a desire, but when you try to eat Ella with the intention that what? That through that act of eating, that you're able to mechazig yourself, and you're able to come through your mind and your heart receive receive from that food in order to serve Hashem. That's what you should have in mind. And by doing that during the 6 days, you're able to cut down on the stomach, the wicked stomach, meaning the eating that is the eating of impurity, and the food that is the food that is the klipas nechitzayin. So bet and rishayim techsar the koyal bir of halos nitzayt sakedusha mitoich achitzayinim, and that's kechil baladik, and you're able to extract it, to vomit it out. Atzu oilu l'sharisho, to bring that food back to its sharish through the being in the blood now of your mind and your heart. Now it goes through your learning and your davening that comes through that blood. Now it returns to its sharish, to its root in holiness. Makari v'kedusha kinyan, it says in pasuk shenema mibitnai Yerishenu El, that it goes back, Kel, that it goes back to Hashem's Baruch, to its source in Kedusha. Okay, we'll continue next month.